The Hard Shoulder with Kieran Cuddihy.
With the MG Hybrid and Electric range.
On News Talk.
The Democratic National Convention getting underway in earnest in Chicago today. One man who will be keeping a close eye, I'm sure, Richard Schiff, the actor well known to so many of you for playing Toby Ziegler in The West Wing. Richard, it's good to talk to you again, and thanks a million for taking the time to join us here on the show. I mean, so many twists and turns in this. Could or would Aaron Sorkin have written it?
I think I was with Aaron recently when he was asked that question. I don't think so. No, it's a little bit too crazy. But also, if you from the whole bird's eye perspective, I think one of the things he was saying was it would be very, very hard pressed to write Republicans this unreasonable because we did not do that. I mean, we were clearly had an agenda on the Democratic side, but the Republicans that we depicted on our show not only were reasonable, but were formidable and intelligent. So, that's the only aspect. But the craziness of it seems to me more like Veep than like The West Wing. And the more I think about it, the Veep is more realistic to the, to this particular time than The West Wing ever was.
I know, I appreciate Aaron making the point he probably wouldn't have written it. At the same time, I mean, he did suggest that the Democrats back Mitt Romney, which was kind of pretty out there, wasn't it?
Yeah, I think it was a mind blip. I kind of understand why he was, that sentiment came across him. He probably should have waited another minute before he wrote it down and published it. But I kind of understand the concession to the middle that that he was thinking probably at the moment that would have at least kept anything to keep the other guy from ever getting back to the Oval Office. And I think it was coming from that place.
So listen, Joe Biden is a president that, you know, on a personal level. Talk us through then your experience of his decision, as it were, watching it unfold, maybe your experience even of watching the pressure build up on him.
Yeah, I'm a fan of President Biden, and I've known him since 2004. I campaigned with him in 2008 when he ran, and remained friends with him and his family, and saw him a couple of times in the last year at the White House. I felt that he was losing his capacity not to be president, but to convince others that he should stay president, and that's the important element here. I saw him at a ceremony at the White House. He was sharp, and he was funny, and he was standing for 2.5 hours, and he was great. But the ability to the loss of confidence in him because of his age was an issue. And then after the debate, to me, it was a matter of time before he came to the conclusion. And I was giving him the benefit of the doubt. I was thinking, wait a second, there's a couple of things that maybe he has to get done before the decision is announced. I think he probably, I'm guessing he made the decision earlier than it was announced. And if you remember, the release of the hostages happened right before he made that statement. So it was sad for me to watch. The debate was painful, agonizing to watch. But I think he's been a really good president and a great answer to the 4 years prior. Mm. He's a good man who's trying, you know, the reason why people love the characters of The West Wing were, what was the one element? They were all flawed. They did not accomplish what they set out to do, but they wanted to leave the world a better place than how they found it. And they were trying to do the right thing. And to me, that's what President Biden was all about.
He seems, and I know we haven't seen a huge amount of him, but he was at that rally last week. He seems a man kind of almost re-energized by the situation he finds himself in now.
Listen, all of us, when we're relieved of the pressure of decision and of other people of, you know, pulling us this way and that way, once that pressure's released, you're going to feel better. You know, I'm sure he's relieved. I'm sure he thinks he's made the right decision, given the energy that the Democratic Party is now receiving from the public, from people. Everyone's very, very excited. I was just in D.C. yesterday. Everyone is very, very excited. There's a real positive energy and a hopefulness that things will work out, have a better chance to work out. So, yeah, I think he feels, I'm guessing he feels good. And I know, Martin Sheen, I was going to be there Thursday, but I couldn't get to D.C. until Friday. But Martin Sheen had visited the White House and apparently it was all over the news, the two of them saluting each other as Biden got into the helicopter. And Martin came back with the idea that with the feeling that the president was in very, very good spirit. So I was very glad to hear that.
I mean, you could probably go back every election cycle over the last, I don't know, 40 years, and you'd find examples of people suggesting it is the election that's going to kind of define the future of the country. To a degree, there's an element of hyperbole. But is there truth in it? More truth than hyperbole maybe this time around?
The one election to me that's changed the era, and it's more in retrospect than it was at the time, was the 2000 election, in which Gore had won the popular vote and Florida, as called by most of the networks, and then somehow it all got reversed, and the Supreme Court changed as a result, and we invaded Iraq and Afghanistan as a result, and set us back 24 years on climate change policy and so forth. To me, that's the most consequential election. And it also, I think, taught Republicans that they can steal an election. So it's that to me is the big one. But this, every time you have someone who's looking to destroy the very pillars of our republic, it's the most important election of our lifetime. So 16 was, things were in place, the 2016 election, things were in place at least to defend the democracy. But that administration took an axe to a good part of it. And the infamous 2025 project is going to take an axe to the rest of it. So this democracy, as we know it, is not going to survive another 4 years of that administration. And so, yes, this now is the most important election of our lifetime.
And are people on the ground engaged with it to the extent that it reflects your assessment? Okay, they are. Because obviously, from this far removed, we're just exposed really to what, the media are telling us, and obviously the media is engaged. It's hard for us to get a sense of how engaged kind of Joe and Josephine public are.
Well, you probably will always have that issue because you have the media, the cable news in this country, only 12, 14 million people at maximum watch that every night, right? So that's a very small percentage of this country. And I think, 2 or 3%, I think, is of the people who are actually on social media, not everybody's on social media, actually engage in social media. Those are the people whose opinions we're hearing. So, yeah, you have a good point there. But I'm out here right now in Montana, which is, for all intents and purposes, another country. But we still vote in this election. And there are signs on people's lawns, and I'm hearing stories about other people shooting bullets through the sign and taking the signs down and putting another sign up and that kind of thing. Everyone that I've talked to, even here in Montana, is very, very much engaged. This senatorial election in Montana might determine whether Democrats retain the very thin majority in the Senate, because if John Tester loses, then I think they're in trouble. So every election counts, and I'm also a part of a thing called the States Project, because we're learning now. One of the things that the other team has put into place is state legislators and election boards they're putting their own people in there. And you remember how Georgia refused to accept, the request or the demand to alter the results of that election in that state. The states have the power to overturn a popular vote in the states, as Georgia has just voted itself. The state legislator has the right to overturn whatever the popular vote is, because that's how powerful the state legislators are. So we have to get involved on every level, the school boards, the city council, the state legislator, because that's really where the power is. Alabama Kansas put out a referendum to overturn the abortion ruling in the Supreme Court, overturn Dobbs, and to give people the right to have an abortion. And the people voted for that right, and the state legislator overturned what the people had voted for in a huge majority. So that's how much is at stake here. Not only is the federal election at stake, but how the results are certified is also at stake. And that's an issue. That's an issue. If Kamala Harris were to win by a decent majority, she still might, and the electoral vote as a result, there still might be chaos because of the people that the Project 2025 have put into place in the states.
Well, listen, there'll be many twists and turns so between now and the beginning of November. Marcus is listening, Richard, from a place in Ireland with a great name. Termin Fechan is the name of it. It's in County Louth. And he says, Kieran, will you thank Richard for his part in The West Wing? I started again only a week ago, and I've just watched the episode where Toby finds out about Bartlett's MS. Toby really was a glorious pain in the hole. That's what Marcus has to say in Termin Fechan.
A pain in the hole.
A glorious pain in the hole, Richard. A glorious pain in the hole.
That's an expression we did not use on that show. Yeah.
No.
No, I thank you for that. And I was just in an event in D.C. with Martin. We were on stage together, and I tried to fulfill that role as being a royal or a glorious pain in the hole, and I succeeded. I made him laugh quite a bit. So
good.
The relationship maintains itself.
Well, listen, delighted to hear it, and Marcus would be delighted as well. Richard Schiff, thank you very, very much for joining us here on the show. Marcus, thank you for the text.
The Hard Shoulder with Kieran Cuddihy.
With the MG Hybrid and Electric range.
Weekdays from 4 on News Talk.